Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I think that many people have heard by now, but the World Junior Hockey Championships is coming to Minnesota. And I think most people do understand that, but sometimes people don't know, like, to what extent other things that lead up to it will be happening here in the state. And one of the things, of many things that kind of happen in building up and the lead up to it and the excitement of it all, is an event that's coming up this Saturday from 11 to 4 p.m. It's called the Northside Jamboree, where it brings hockey, hoops, and H2O to Minneapolis. It is a free, and I stress the word free because we all love free and open to the public, kid-focused party, which celebrates the upcoming World Junior Championships with sports, music, and summer fun. So joining us to talk about said event, because it's going to be an absolutely wonderful event, is the co-executive director of the World Junior Championship for Minnesota Sports and Events. That will be Andrea Graham joining us here, courtesy of the John Schuster Cole Banker Hotline. First off, Andrea, it's been a while, but how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Henry?
I'm doing pretty good. And I think that one of the things that people don't really understand about specifically when there are events, big-time events that come to the state of Minnesota that are brought here by Minnesota Sports and Events, is that there's a build-up. There's a lead-up. There's a lead-in where we have smaller things that the community can get involved in, enjoy, and have fun, and typically are free for all to participate in, that leads up to the actual main event, correct?
Correct. That is absolutely one of our priorities as an organization, is to make sure that we are maximizing the opportunity and impact of these major events coming to town, so everyone has an opportunity to experience them in some capacity.
Absolutely. And so this Saturday, we have one of those events. It's called the Northside Jamboree Hockey, Hoops, and H2O. It's going to be at the V3 Sports Center. Tell everybody a little bit about what is the Northside Jamboree and how kids and families can participate.
Yeah, so with the Northside Jamboree, we wanted to just create an opportunity to bring our communities together around three really iconic Minnesota sports, if you think about it. Hockey, of course, is the state of hockey. Hoops, basketball, we are a basketball state.
Yep.
And, you know, H2O, we've got 10,000 lakes. Everyone really should know as much water safety as they possibly can.
Well, you got 10,001 because you got to include me, too.
That's true. I always forget. I'm sorry. But, you know, we just want people to come out, have a really fun afternoon. We've got a lot going on. The North High Polars girls basketball team is going to be there running the basketball court. They've got some clinics starting up at the beginning of the day. Same with the street hockey rink from the Minnesota Wild. They're going to do some street hockey lessons, and Nordy's going to be out there. V3 is going to open the pool for a few sessions starting at 1 o'clock. So bring your suit and get signed up and, like, hop in the pool. We also have a bunch happening on stage. You will be there. And, you know, we will have a hip-hop class from one of V3's awesome instructors. There will be tunes from a bunch of DJs. We've got a live mural painting, a bunch of activations. There's really something for everyone of all ages.
Yeah, this is going to be an awesome time from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and it's all free. And just like Andrea stated, you've got street hockey. We are the state of hockey. We all know it's a basketball state. There's going to be basketball clinics. The open swim part, bring your suits. You know, there's going to be some water safety programming taking place. And V3, if you haven't seen the pool yet, you need to stop on over there and check it out. You mentioned the hip-hop dance. You talked about the mural painting. There's going to be some local mascots. We've got food trucks. Everybody loves a good food truck on a hot day, hot summer day. Prize giveaways. And there's chances to actually win some World Juniors tickets, correct?
Yes, absolutely. We will have actually the 2025 championship gold medal trophy out there. So you can take your photo and enter to win. And we'll be giving away some all session tickets so people can go check out one or all 29 of the games in December.
Yeah, that's amazing. We're talking to Andrea Graham, co-executive director of the World Junior Championships for Minnesota Sports and Events here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. Now, tell us about what Assist 26 is, because that's part of why this why MSN SE is hosting this event.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. So Assist 26 is the legacy program that Minnesota Sports and Events built as the host committee for this event to support everything that's happening with the World Junior Championship and expanding it beyond the rink. So it is our series of different community events, legacy projects, service projects, and really just community engagement and outreach to really amplify and tell the stories of Minnesota, the impact of hockey across all of our communities, and bring folks together around the sport and offer new opportunities for access to hockey, because we know for kids who want to play, sometimes it's not so easy if you don't have a rink close or you don't know how to skate. And also, it's not always the easiest sport to get to if you want to go see a game. So we're trying to open some doors that way and get more people involved.
Yeah, for those who may be unfamiliar with the World Junior Championships, tell us why this specific hockey tournament is such a big deal and it's such a big get for Minnesota.
Absolutely. So World Juniors is truly the next up-and-coming NHL All-Stars. So those kids coming in that are going to be the next round of your NHL draft picks, they're going to be all of, you know, those big superstars in college hockey. They're all together on these rinks for these 2 weeks. And extra special this year is it's the 50th anniversary. And so we get to host the 50th anniversary in the state where Murray Williamson was the founder of World Juniors lives. And so it just really feels full circle as, you know, being a hockey state, the state of hockey, to bring it here and really get to blow it up and do what we do best and just make it as big and community friendly as possible.
And every time that it's in Canada, it's like the can't miss event. It always sells out. Now, the World Junior Championship is going to be held December 26th through January the 5th in St. Paul and in Minneapolis. Games will take place at the XO Energy Center, which is realistically soon to be named the Grand Casino Arena, and the 3M Arena at Mariucci. The medal round, including the gold medal game, is going to take place at the soon-to-be Grand Casino Arena. The reason why I'm a little bit pumped about this, a little bit more pumped than usual, is because that's when I get a little bit of downtime. That's when a lot. No, I'm dead serious. Because right at the end of the year, you're burning vacation, kids are out of school. It's the perfect time for people to kind of like partake in an event like this.
Oh, absolutely. There will be different things happening every day, especially down in St. Paul between River Center and Rice Park, where we'll have our big fan fest activations that, again, are all free and open to the public, like almost all of our fan events are with these big events. And so there's something for every family, everyone looking to get out of the house. There's a bunch of, obviously, you know, 29 games over 11 days. Like, you really have a hard time missing one at that point.
Yeah. All right, final thing for you, Andrea. What are some of the other ways that people out there listening can get involved? Because I'm sure there are plenty of hockey fans that are hearing this interview and they're like, okay, hold on, I want to get involved in this. Can you share any more things that you guys have planned for fans?
Absolutely. I mean, three of the biggest things. One, starting on Sunday, we have a bunch of summer showcase games going down over at Ritter Arena on the U campus. So we've got Sweden, Finland, the U.S. and Canada all here doing their first pre-camp for the tournament. So they've got scrimmages happening all week. You can find out more about those on the U or Team USA's website. We also are about to start recruiting for volunteers. So in the arena, outside the arena, all different elements of the tournament, we need bodies to help us make it happen. So we need people who are passionate about the sport, passionate about our state, to come really be those ambassadors and those skilled hands to really show this group how big hockey tournaments are done. But then, of course, if you aren't able to get out or you aren't able to leave the house, we always have our Faces of Hockey mosaic that it lives on our Minnesota Sports and Events website, where you can upload your pictures and talk about your favorite memories and just share how hockey's impacted your life with everyone that wants to know.
Yeah. And also, website for tickets and event info is worldjuniorsmn26.com. That website, again, is worldjuniorsmn26.com. And people can, if they want to, they can visit the website, they can register. You guys will get in touch with them. But also, you guys are going to have activations and appearances at the Minnesota State Fair. Are you ready for the Great Minnesota Get-Together?
Oh, my gosh. Those plans are coming together, and it's going to be so fun. You will be able to find us there every day.
That's going to be awesome.
We will be up there.
That's going to be awesome. Hey, Andrea, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, and I can't wait, man, because like I said before, we're always looking for things, fun things to do in a little bit of downtime, especially around the Christmas holiday and around New Year's. It's going to be a lot of fun in the hockey state to enjoy extra hockey.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me, Henry. We hope to see everyone out there both this weekend at the Jamboree and in December.
Absolutely. Thanks so much to Co-Executive Director of the World Junior Championships for Minnesota Sports and Events, Andrea Graham, joining us here on The Lake Show. And yes, from 11 to 4 this Saturday, I will be at the Northside Jamboree. All right, we will take a break. We'll come back and we'll get to Word on the Street. And that's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, let's get to Word on the Street. Chris Tubbs, lay it out for the people. This has been a busy week in the entertainment world, unfortunately, with all the deaths. So there's plenty of things to get into with regards to Word on the Street.
Yeah, it's kind of a somber word on the street here, because obviously the death of Hulk Hogan is a major, major topic, as it should be. And one of the issues that has come up in Hulk Hogan's life later on in, you know, was the fact that he had said the N-word about one of his daughter's previous boyfriends,
yep,
Brooke Hogan. And that kind of led to some consternation, and we, you know, it's been well documented. But Brooke Hogan is telling people close to her that she's grateful she had one final chance to tell her father, Hulk Hogan, that she loved him, even though they were estranged in his final years. Sources close to Brooke say she learned of her dad's death this morning when her brother Nick texted her husband to share the news. Now, the father-daughter relationship had been fractured for some time, the result of a culmination of issues over the years and how Hulk treated Brooke. The last time they spoke was 2 weeks before Hulk married Skye Daly in September 2023. During that final phone call, Brooke expressed deep love and concern for her father, telling him she didn't think that he should still be working so hard given his declining health. Now, her husband even made multiple efforts to mend the relationship, including reaching out when Brooke nearly died during childbirth, but Hulk responded coldly and never made an effort to meet Brooke's kids. He ultimately only wanted a relationship with her on his terms. Despite that, Brooke has told people she feels lucky and grateful she got to say, "I love you," during their last conversation, and she feels at peace knowing she did everything she could to protect and support him.
That's heartbreaking. That's heartbreaking. To know that she wanted to remain close to her father, she wanted her father to change some of his ways because his health was declining, because he had did something racist and wrong. And I'm just sad. That is sad. That's really a sad way to go out.
It comes from a place of love. Like everything that I've seen from Brooke, it always came from a place of love. Even when she was starting her music career, like everything was just, it was all about trying to promote her. But obviously, yeah, something happened. I don't know if it was all of that, or if, I mean, there's got to be more at play.
How do you not try to mend that relationship with your daughter? Like, I don't get that.
I don't, and
that's weird to me.
Hulk was kind of known for being particular in his ways as well. And it's not bad. It just, you know, as you get older, you kind of set in your ways. And at least she was able to be at peace with it at the end, because you don't want something to happen and not have a chance to rectify the situation. Unlike his former close friend, Bubba the Love Sponge, who is actually a friend of a friend of mine who used to work in the AWA, ironically enough. Bubba the Love Sponge, Todd Clem, is mourning the death of the beloved wrestling star, saying that he has some regrets about their rocky history. Now, Bubba said, quote, "I'm heartbroken to hear of Terry's passing. As everyone knows, we had our issues, and those issues were mostly my fault. I loved him as a friend while he was with us, and will continue to love his memory as a friend going forward." Now, the famous radio DJ goes on to say, "I'm saddened that I will never be able to tell him how sorry I am for the way that I handled things that created the rift between us. I miss my friend and hope he rests in peace." Now, as you recall, Bubba was at the center of the 2012 sex tape after his then-wife, Heather Clem, appeared in a sex tape with the Hulkster. While there was some kind of agreement between Bubba and Heather about allowing her to sleep with other men, as long as it was recorded, Hogan later sued both of them after the footage leaked. That was part of the Gawker trial that was, you know, well-publicized.
Yep.
Bubba and Hulk ended up settling for just $5,000 and an on-air apology, but their relationship was never the same. And it's clear that Bubba is still remorseful about how it all unfolded.
Yeah, I mean, he should be. Like everybody's got stuff, right?
Yes.
But you and your wife are involved in allowing your friend to have an intimate relationship with your wife, and then you leak footage? Like, come on, man. That's terrible.
Yeah, it's a messy.
That's bad.
It's a messy situation about an open relationship.
That's low down
and
dirty.
It's
and look, and this is the thing, and I feel like I'm defending Hulk Hogan when I don't want to defend Hulk Hogan, because I'm not a Hulk Hogan fan. But in this particular instance, shame on Bubba the Love Sponge. Seriously, because I'm not sitting here claiming that Hulk Hogan was some sort of saint because he had sex with somebody else's wife.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they had an open relationship. Let's call for what it is. They had an open relationship, and he said, hey, you know, have fun with my wife if you would like. And then after things go, after you give approval, then you do this behind his back and leak it without their approval? Like, if that's just, yeah, it's not good.
There's definitely some shadiness going on.
A lot.
And finally, we said that things come in threes. And you and I, like a couple nights ago, we were joking. Like, well, who's going to be the third? Well, with Malcolm Jamal Warner and Ozzy Osbourne, thought that Hulk Hogan was the third. Well, we found out that famed jazz musician Chuck Mangione has also passed away. Now, the flugelhorn and trumpet player died this week. We don't know the exact date, at his home in Rochester, New York. And according to his manager, Chuck died from natural causes. Now, he won two Grammy Awards over his legendary career, the first in 1977 for the best instrumental composition and the second in 1979 for the best pop instrumental performance. His composition of the Chase the Clouds Away was featured at the 1976 Summer Olympics in Montreal, Quebec. And his composition, Give It All You Got, was the theme music for the 1980 Winter Olympics in Lake Placid, New York. But his biggest hit, and I think we'll recognize this, is Feel So Good, 1978. It's had the album by the same name, regarded as one of the most successful jazz records of all time. All in all, he released more than 30 albums. He landed a few roles on TV shows, most notably a recurring role on King of the Hill. Chuck also had a guest appearance on Magnum P.I.
Hey, Magnum P.I.
Magnum P.I. I said it right this time. I said it right. But
would you, I can't remember.
Because last time I called him Magnum T.A., which is a wrestler from the 80s.
We've never talked about Magnum P.I. as much as we have this week.
I know, right? Does Tom Selleck, like, does he, like, have something on you? Is he blackmailing you or something? Is that why we're talking?
Nah, Tom Selleck's the man.
He is. Got some great chest hair, too.
His,
it's not just about the stash, guys.
His daughter, Hannah, too.
I know. You were smitten.
Was. I am.
Yeah. Oh, you know what you are?
What?
Twitter-pated.
Huh?
Remember that from, it's from Bambi.
What's Twitter painted?
Twitter painted? Means you got a crush. Means you're in love.
Really?
Yeah, it's from Bambi.
Twitter painted?
Yeah. It's what Thumper says.
Are you going to come back with some Chuck Mangione after the break?
Feels so good?
I assume that's a yes.
Feels so good. Yes, it's the name of the, I feel like it's a Laurel and I. Who's on first? What's on second? Third base. Feels so good.
Coming up next, if there's no list, then what are we doing? I'll explain next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military.
10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is the legendary track. Final 30 minutes of the Lake Show. Some people will say that there's no list, as in the Jeffrey Epstein list, which we fundamentally know that it's not true. That is a lie. I think the biggest dagger with regards to that lie is, why would the DOJ today be talking to Ghislaine Maxwell if there's no list? If there is no client list, why are they talking to Ms. Maxwell? And listen, we talk about a lack of transparency, right? I just can't view this, Chris, because of all the lies that have been told from Signalgate to, I mean, there's so many. Let's go back to the previous 4 years. There were a lot of lies told then. With all the lies, do I think that conversations with Ms. Maxwell right now are above board? Do I think that there's, that we're going to get transparency, or do we think that she is being told, don't you say anything? You how work with us. See, I just,
yes.
And this is the thing.
Nailed it.
People will say, well, Hall, here, like, there you go, making accusations and coming up with conspiracies. This looks shady. Does it not?
It does. This doesn't look like it is a fact-finding mission.
Not at all.
From the DOJ. This is the history of Donald Trump and self-preservation. That's all this is. This is not, we want to get the information, we want to be transparent for the American people. That's bubkus. It's absolute bubkus. Can't say that. But it's nonsense. This is all about trying to figure out what Ghislaine Maxwell has and what information she is willing to, I feel, say publicly, and what they can do to make sure that the president is not implicated.
Yes.
Anymore.
Yes.
And that's not a conspiracy theory, apparently. That Donald Trump is about self-preservation.
All we want out of this, and when I say we, I'm talking about the DOJ. The DOJ, all they want is for Maxwell to never, ever implicate Donald Trump. To never, ever say he is on the list. They are saying to her right now, we don't care how many interviews you do with Wall Street Journal or whatever outlet or whatever, anybody comes to try to, you know, want to do an interview with you and, you know, don't you ever, ever say that Donald Trump was a client or he's on the list.
Yes, absolutely. You have all of this information, but you don't have anything about Donald Trump. But then it goes along. Pam Bondi has said that he is in the files that don't exist. So if he's not in these files, or if he's in these files that don't exist, then what could she say that Pam Bondi has not already told Donald Trump?
This is where we're at with this entire situation. This is the reality of it. While the Trump administration is there, we won't see the list. And unless Elon Musk or some higher up has the list, and they release the list.
Well, that's the thing, because Elon, when he was there, he had access to everything. And
he has a list.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, he tweeted about it. Yes.
Yeah, like if Elon is an absolute nincompoop, I have zero respect. I have zero respect for Elon nincompoop Musk. Okay. When your last name is a smell, you lose me. But that being said, you know, when he left the government, he took everything that he could. He got files. He got copies of everything. If he wanted access to all of our public, our private information, our social security numbers and our addresses and all of that, you know damn well he took a copy of that list and he got a copy of it. He's got it. I don't have any doubt that Elon Musk did not take that for his own good.
He tweeted that. There were no consequences to him tweeting that. Like the world saw him tweet that. No, has anybody, did Donald Trump dispute it?
I was going to say, has Donald Trump come out and said, I'm going to sue Elon Musk?
No. He's suing everybody else.
Why?
He's suing everybody else. I just think that if you have determined that you're buying this, I can't help you, man. I just can't help you.
I mean, really, it's not even political and being anti-Trump. It's just let's follow the evidence and let's look at these patterns, right? You see this repeated pattern of behavior. You can't tell me that all of a sudden somebody with a history of not being on the up and up, of, you know, fudging the facts, is all of a sudden going to tell us this is absolutely 100% true. Like, I have a hard time believing the history of some, what do they say, a leopard doesn't change its spots? I feel like that's where we're at with this. And I have to say, the whole siding with the, how do I say this nicely? Siding with the administration about protecting the president or not admitting that he might be on the list. Like, are we not thinking about the actual victims in this? Mm-hmm. Like, there are victims and sex trafficking. There are some serious allegations. Why are we dismissive of that? Because the most powerful man in the world might be implicated.
From the text line, from the 612, the art of the deal. This is the art of the deal.
Yeah.
Let me bring something else.
I mean, he's very, very, very good at knowing the intricacies of a lot of
Let me throw this at you, because this was kind of a, I actually felt bad for this person. And I just don't understand how you could, this is not reading the room. So, which I think that reading the room is a big thing in life.
Like, oh, huge.
There are times where, you know, however you may feel about something, you have to be able to read the room,
yes,
and understand now's not the time. So did I tell you the story about the Allen Iverson, right?
Yes, yep.
All right, did I talk about this on air?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Yeah, Allen Iverson thing.
So I talked about the Allen Iverson thing, mm-hmm, when I got back from summer league. I felt like an opportunity to get a quick picture with them.
He looked like he didn't want to be bothered.
I read the room. Yep. I said it's not time to bother Allen Iverson. I don't know what he's got going on. I know he's on the phone right now. He's on his cell phone. I'm doing stuff at my hotel front desk, whatever. Now is not the time. Sometimes you just got to read the room and you don't bother people. You don't get in their bubble. You don't get in their space. You don't deal with it. But it's bigger than just a bubble and space, but it's also about like what's going on in the world around you. There was something that I saw today, and I looked at this person and I said, man, I know that you have to know about what's going on in the world, and I don't understand what the point you're trying to make is today. So I was at a popular store earlier today.
Okay. I can see that.
And a guy was walking with a cart, and he had a red Trump hat on. And in that moment when I saw him, and I would say that he was probably about 70 years old, the only thing that I thought of was, what point are you trying to make? And this is the reason why I say that. There's nobody with good sense or aware of their surroundings and what's going on in society and what's going on in the world that isn't abreast of what's happening with Donald Trump in the Epstein files. Why would you wear out in public a red Trump hat with all the stuff about pedophiles and a client list and underage girls where people have implicated him. Literally, it was the breaking news from yesterday was that Pam Bondi told him back in May he's on the list.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? If you think that, but who are you trolling though? You're trolling the world and
yes.
say Trump's my guy and I got his back.
Yeah.
No, you look like a dumb me to me. Dumb me to me.
Well, they don't.
Like, not even dummy. A dumb me. Like, you just seem like you are just not even with it at all.
It's not about being in reality here. It's about a statement. It's for reaction. Like, I feel like if you're doing that, you're doing that to elicit a response from somebody.
You want to look like the weirdo.
They don't consider it a weirdo. It's funny. It's funny to own the libs. That's the thing. It's funny to own the libs. It doesn't matter that Donald Trump is implicated in the Epstein files. It doesn't matter that Donald Trump has been told by his own attorney general that he is in the Epstein files. None of that matters. None of being connected to sex trafficking and child
world,
rape doesn't matter.
Why in the world would that be the hill that you want to die on? I just, for the life of me.
Because it's supporting your guides. It's not looking at this and saying, I think this is bad. It's like, I got this hat. I voted for Trump. I'm going to follow him. I'm going to support him out in public.
Ugh.
And if you're going to look at me funny, well, that's on you. That's on you.
I don't want to say I felt bad for him, but I kind of did.
Nah, he knows what he's doing. I mean, I feel like if you're doing that, you know exactly what you're doing, and you're doing it with a purpose. And that's okay.
Dumb me.
No, if you want to do it, that's cool. Like, we know that there's a reason to doing it. You're not doing it because there's an election coming up.
He's my guy.
Well, yes, it's putting on a Trump hat is like putting on the hat of a sports team. I mean, it's you got the merchandise, you got the flags, you got the bumper stickers, you got all these lines of merchandise, like these, you know, these t-shirts, they're like alternate baseball jerseys, right? I mean, you have so many lines of Trump merchandise.
I don't get it.
It's all for attention.
From the text line, they're sick and brainwashed, Henry. But I told this story before. I told this story years ago. This was before he was elected president. This was during the time that he's campaigning. He had said like several like ridiculous things,
what?
Inflammatory things. Like,
no.
And it was also after, remember when he mocked
The
disabled reporter, right?
Yeah.
I will at least give this man credit, okay? He had a Trump hat on. He had a MAGA hat on, right? He had a hat on. I saw him at the grocery store. And we made eye contact, and he knew he had the hat on.
Mm-hmm.
And he held his head in shame. He did. That I kind of in that moment, it was his guy, and the guy was running for president, and he wasn't president yet. But at least in that moment, that guy was like, yeah, you know what? I got this hat on. He's my guy. But yeah, looking at you and you looking at me, yeah, he said some stupid stuff that I don't like.
I don't think I've ever encountered someone who's felt any shame wearing that. Honestly, I don't. And I've been, you know, my family in southwestern Minnesota, I've been around, and there are a lot of people that like to, because they troll the cities because they don't like the cities, and they know that I live here.
Couple of texts. This one from the 612, Henry, is he saying a Trump is like a Vikings cat? No. What Chris is saying is that people that are so disillusioned, delusional about Trump, they have attached themselves to him like that's their team. That's what he's saying.
Being a Trump supporter and supporting Donald Trump is your identity.
I'm ride or die for that. Yes, for
it's,
that,
it's like
yes.
being a it's like being a diehard Vikings fan. I am absolutely, my identity is tied to supporting Donald Trump.
Yeah, and from the text line, you're right. I don't understand. My best friend for life is doing the same thing. I don't understand it. I really don't understand it. I think that we're...
Well, there's no understanding it at this point. Like, I think the time for understanding is over.
But I think that there's one specific thing that we all can agree upon. That there are some people that with him, and it's not even a Trump thing, but they're with a bunch of different people, popular people, celebrities, mm-hmm. there is no line. Like, they can do no wrong. The same way with R. Kelly.
100%.
Like, when R. Kelly, there's a video of him being a pedophile, and he's incarcerated for the rest of his life. There are some people that are just R. Kelly fans for life. They will play his music to the day they
like
die.
Like you said,
that's their guy.
It's right in front of you, they won't see it.
It's out there on video, and these people, they just don't care. Bill Cosby.
Yep.
He can do no wrong. No, Bill Cosby was set up. No, he wasn't. You can't tell them anything. I think that that's the same thing with some people that are just, they're so caught up in the MAGA thing mm-hmm. that even if there's, if the Wall Street Journal comes out with authentic video of Donald Trump and a young girl in 2 weeks, they're going to find a way to support them.
Absolutely.
You're right. There's some people that there is the line.
They are so dyed in the wool. And again, you have the right to change your mind based on the information that becomes available. But the more that you attach yourself to this identity, when we know that there are character flaws and frankly illegal and immoral acts, to me, there's got to be a line. And if, I'm sorry, but if child rape and sex trafficking and pedophilia, if that is not the line for you, then I'm out, because I can't think of anything worse than what you're doing to children and you're still supporting. I'm out.
I don't care if Kanye West puts out the best album this year. If it is the album that people are like, oh, he's back, I don't give a damn. I ain't playing it, I ain't listening to it, and I sure ain't buying it. Final segment of The Lake Show coming up next. All right, make sure that you join us tomorrow at Inbound Brewing. We'll be there, 6 o'clock. Taking you up to pregame for Minnesota Twins baseball. Let's get excited about the weekend's festivities at Target Field, please. Seriously, I just feel like this team is not out of it. You can call me crazy. I feel like they still have a chance to make the postseason. And that might be a hill I die on. I don't want Joe Ryan traded. I don't want Buxton traded. I don't want anybody on the team traded. Do I think that we have to play much better and at a different level? Of course, that goes without saying. I think that they can turn this thing around.
I'm hopeful they can.
That was a gut punch yesterday. That definitely was a gut punch.
It was. Yeah. And you can either come out and feel sorry for yourself, or you can come out like, you know, like a bunch of pissed off Hornets at tomorrow night against Washington. And by the way, Cleveland lost tonight. Detroit lost tonight.
Got crushed.
They did.
Detroit's in bad shape right now.
Detroit's really struggling.
Yes.
They are. And maybe the lead is insurmountable, but right now the Twins are 10 games out of the American League Central.
The Detroit Tigers have won one game in their last 10. One in their last 10!
Yeah, I think it's even worse than that.
Think if the Twins could win a little bit right now.
Well, Cleveland and Kansas City and Minnesota are now all 10 games or less out of the, you know, and granted, it's a long season. You might have buried yourself too much, but right now you're still 5 games out of the wild card. But again, the Yankees are only up by 2 games over Seattle and Boston. You got Boston coming up after Washington. That's part of that. You have an opportunity against some of these teams. You got Texas. Guess what? Texas is 3.5 games ahead of you. Tampa's, 3.5 games. Cleveland is 2 games ahead of you. Kansas City is a half game. If you play good baseball, you can jump these teams. You can. You can jump these teams. And there's no reason to think. And you're tied with the, you know, the Angels are also 5 games out. You have an opportunity if you play good baseball and if they have the guys back. The talent is there. I feel like it's just been so unstable with their pitching. You get Bailey back. I mean, Festa's in the IL, but there's reason for optimism. But yeah, you got to play better.
We just haven't had a whole lot of luck. Right?
If it wasn't for bad luck, we'd have no luck at all.
But I'm not going to even just put it on injuries. We should be playing better baseball without the injuries.
Oh, no
like,
question.
Like yesterday's a game you got to win.
Oh, yeah.
Griffin Jackson got to execute.
Yes.
You got to get that guy out. I'm sorry. That's on you, bro.
And I think 90% of the people out there that aren't Nate Yeff agree that walking Shohei Ohtani was the right thing to do. Griffin Jacks.
Shout out to Joe.
You got to get a guy that's hitting 250. Esta something Ruiz. I don't even know what his first name is, but he was hitting 250.
Trading Joe Ryan isn't the answer.
No.
It's not the answer.
No.
But remember, guys, show up tomorrow. It'll be fun. We'll hang out at Inbound Brewing. 6 o'clock late show, 6:30 pregame. We will see you guys tomorrow at Inbound. Come on. Buy us a drink. Buy yourself a drink.
Buy us a
buy
drink.
Buy Chris, too.
Yeah, yeah,
he likes
yeah.
to drink.
What? I gotta go.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.